And I suppose that everything in life requires a L'shem Yichud and Tisha B'Av and entering into the Kedusha of this day that's filled with so much sadness and so much hope. But there's also L'shem Yichud Kodesh B'Ruach Hu Shechinta. Over the years, many times, we've discussed the Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Medrash has it a little bit different. Chazal tell us that in the neighborhood of Rabbi Gamliel, there was a woman who lost a child. And during the day, people are busy. And this woman was also busy during the day. But then at night, she would cry. Throughout the night, she would cry. And Rabbi Gamliel would hear the crying of that lonely mother, of the heartbroken mother, and he would remember the Churban Beis HaMikdash. And he would think of the destruction of our people and the Golus HaShechina. And Rabbi Gamliel himself would cry, together with that woman, in these two buildings, in that neighborhood of Yerushalayim late at night. We understand that all of our crying, each person with his crying, with his tears, with her tears, that all of the crying goes back to the Beis HaMikdash, to the Churban Beis HaMikdash. And Rabbi Gamliel heard in the crying of that lonely woman and that broken heart, he heard the brokenness of Am Yisrael. He heard Tisha B'Av. And we hear that also, whether it's a lonely, broken-hearted mother in Yerushalayim, or a broken-hearted mother in Borough Park, or wherever such a person is. All of those tears take us back to Tisha B'Av. But we need to understand, is the Nekuda HaPnimis the inner point of this day? Remembering, many of us tonight, tomorrow, are going to be reading different historical accounts of Yiddish Tzaras from ancient times, the Gemaras, the Midrashim, all the way to our times, the Holocaust, and beyond. But is that the Avaida? Is that the Ikar HaAvaida? The main Avaida of our HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from each and every one of us. Sof kol sof, everybody knows. Chazal say, Mishalei Nivne Beis HaMikdash B'yomav is Kilo Necher B'yomav. If the Beis HaMikdash is not being built right now, if we're still sitting here, and it's another Tisha B'Av, so Chazal say, Mishalei Nivne Beis HaMikdash B'yomav Kilo Necher B'yomav. If it's not being built now, it's being destroyed right now. As we're sitting here, it's being destroyed. In our lives, each and every one of us is part of that Churban. Not the Churban of thousands of years ago, but the Churban of this moment. Obviously, Hashem Yisbarach is telling us that He wants us to think about something now. Of course, we are filled right now with nostalgia of what Yerushalayim once was, of what we once had, Kohuna, Nevuah, Malchus, Kahanim, Bavodosam, the Mamodam, Leviyim, Yishirim, Vizimram. There's a lot that's missing. And there's no question that we're filled with that nostalgia a thinking of what once was, and looking forward to seeing Yerushalayim, to seeing our people, how we're going to look in the future. But what's the Makar HaDimah? When we dig deep into this day, and we dig underneath Yerushalayim, and we dig underneath the tunnels and all the excavations, and we dig underneath the Kodesh Kadoshim, and we dig deep into ourselves, what's the Nekuda HaPnimis of Al Eila Ani Berchia? Pnimis. What are we crying about? Well, for people like ourselves, what do we wish we could cry about? We're all here because we want to cry about something. We interrupted the flow of our lives, and we're stopping because we want to feel something. We want to feel something that will bring us to tears. It's a bechil adayrus. It's a night, it's a day of tears. So what's the Makar HaDimah? If we dig deep, where do we find those tears? What are we supposed to be crying about? I want to share with you something very, very simple. The Zohar Kodesh says an Eicha, on the pasuk that we all grew up with, Kol Berama Nishma Rachel Mavake Al Baneh. Everybody knows the pasuk. The voice is heard of Rachel Imenu crying. So the Zohar Kodesh says the following. I'm reading from the translation of the Moshe Midrash. The Zohar Kodesh says, Rachel Herima Kol B'chia B'meriris Tamrurim. Rachel Imenu cried out with great bitterness, and she's crying now. Amla Kodesh Baruch Hu. So Hashem Baruch asks Rachel Imenu, Rachel, Ma'at Mevaka. Rachel, why are you crying? Ma'at Mevaka. Amru Lefanav, V'layevke Akasha. I shouldn't cry. The Rebbe Shalom asked me, why am I crying? V'layevke, Bonai Eifahein. Where are my children? Bonai Eifahein. U'machatu Lecha. What have they done that's so terrible? That my children have been driven away from me. That I'm separated from my children. Amulak HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers, Helu Tzarasi Levanai. They have brought Kivyocha, my competition, Atzara. Like two wives of the same husband, Atzara. They have brought Tzarasi Lefanai, they brought Avodah Zarah into Beis HaMikdash. They bring idols into the Beis HaMikdash. You're asking me, Machatu Lecha? How have they sinned? So Rosh Hashanah has an answer, everybody knows. But Rosh Hashanah's answer is one of the greatest comebacks of all time. I gave the simonim to my own sister. Do you know how badly I wanted to marry Yaakov Avinu? And I gave the simonim to my sister, to Leah. And I brought my tzara into my house. Nope. The hemshech over there of the Zohar. So Hashem Yisbarach is trying to be Menachem, Kivyochel, is trying to console Rachel Imenu. And And Rachel is not Makabel Tanchumen. And the Zohar tells us why she is inconsolable. Now we learn and we understand the simple pshat and pasuk is ke'enenu is going on her children. But it's odd because ke'enenu is in the singular, right? So the Zohar says, Leirotso lekalbel tanchumen. Rachel Yemenu did not want to accept tanchumen. My timer. What's the reason? Again, the underlying reason. And here we're entering into the Shairish of Tisha B'Av. Mishum Ke'enenu, the Zohar says. But Ke'enenu, according to the Zohar, is not going on a child. It's not going on Rachel Yemenu's children. It's not talking about us. Shakadosh Baruch Hu Einenu Kayomim HaRishonim Lishreis Beinenu. Keinenu is going on Hashem Yisbarach, on the Shechina. And Keinenu means Rachel is saying Shenistalik Lamala. There was a time that we lived together with the Shechina, with you Hashem. And that all of my children, with everything, with all of their problems and faults, and with all of their sins, that you at least could be found amongst them. Mishum ke'enenu shakadosh baruch hu einenu kiyom ha'rishonim lishreis beinenu shenistalik lamala. Mishum ke'enenu b'seich habonim. And because the Shechina, because Hashem is no longer here with us, because she sees Rachel Yemenu that the Shechina is no longer there with her children, lekiblu tanchumim, she's not mekabel tanchumim. Ad shenishbu lo HaKadosh Baruch, until finally at the end, Hashem, of course, swears to her. And so on. Meaning that Hashem promises, takes an oath, that I'll be back with your children and with you, and the time will come soon, that we'll be together again. And that's pshat in ke'enenu. Me'an elihinochem. And Rachel Yemenu refused to be consoled. Ki einenu is going on Hashem. So there's our Kaddish, which of course is always, which is always speaking of the Pnimiyus Advarim. So the Zohar Kaddish is telling us the Nekuda HaPnimiyus of the Churban, and the Nekuda HaPnimiyus of all Jewish suffering to this moment, to whatever aggravation Chalila anybody here had today, or any Jew in the world had today. The Kivyochal HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not with us. What does that mean? Leis also Poniminei. There is no Malakil that's not filled with the Bari Olam. There is no place that's empty of the Shechina. Maloi Chalar, it's Kevaidai. The entire world is filled with Hashem. So what was Rachel crying about? Ke'enenu. And try to hear this in a real way. Was once walking with his shamans, And suddenly the Chiddushim stopped. And he turned to the Shamus and he said, this is what's found in the Svarim. Da'alocha. You should know. Yova yoyim shetia metzias kifi shehi hayoyim. A day will come and the world will be pretty much the way it is now. Meaning, yiyeh rabbi. There'll be a rabbi. Yiyu chasidim. And there'll be chasidim. Tiyeh chotzer. There'll be the court of the rabbi and the chasidim. Yiyeh gabay mishamish. There'll be a gabay of the rabbi and there'll be a shamish of the rabbi. Va'kol yisnahel v'yistoyved kefi shumistoyved hayoyim. And everything will appear the way that it does now. Maybe the Chiddushim didn't see with his Ruach HaKodesh that the Gaboyim are going to be walking around with cell phones and texting to the next person to come or something. But pretty much the Chiddushim saw what was going to be, and he said, that it's pretty much going to be the same way. There'll be Rebbes, there'll be Chassidim, and you could take that. Doesn't have to just be the Chassidim, there'll be Talmidim, there'll be Rosh Yeshivas and Yeshivas, there'll be Jews, there'll be Shuls. But the Chiddushim said to the Shamish, but listen to what I'm telling you, because on that day when it comes, everything will appear the same. There's only going to be one thing that's missing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu lo yeh b'soich kol ha'esek. He's not going to be included in the entire business. There'll be Rebbes, there'll be Chassidim. There'll be Gaboyim and Shamoshim. And everything is going to look right. Just open up this coming week's newspapers will come out before Shabbos, and there'll be beautiful pictures of Simchas from 2 weeks ago with rabbis, some of whom we never heard of, you know, they're 97 years old, all the time, dancing at a chasana, a Simcha dance, and everything is going to look the same, and there'll be a couple of Gaboyim behind him, watching him. And people will have their eyes closed by the Simcha dance. Va'kol yisnael v'yistoyvev. Everything is going to go kefi shum istoyev hayoyim. The Chiddushim said, as it is now. But dover echer, rak dover echer, yechas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, hu li yebesayich kol ha'esek. He's not going to be in the entire inyan. And then the Chiddushim was quiet, and he gave a big krechts, and he said, v'chol zayis, even so, Lo yitayish Hashem amay. Hashem will never desert us. Even so, and despite the fact that we haven't included him, and we no longer live with him, Lo yitayish Hashem es amay, he's not going to go away. He won't abandon us. What the Chiddushim was saying, there's nothing that each and every one who's right now here, there's nothing that we don't know. Our Zaydis, our Babis, our ancestors, they also made mistakes. And they weren't all great tzaddikim. But they lived in one mechitza, they lived in one world with Hashem Yisbarach. And they felt Hashem Yisbarach's presence every moment. And therefore, when David Melech cried out, Loma tastir panecha mimeni, why do you hide your face from me? How many of us, on a regular day, or even on a Tisha B'Av, maybe a Tisha B'Av a little bit, feel like crying out, Loma tastir panecha mimeni, why are you hiding your face from me? Because only a Jew who has a pnimis digger kesher with the Bari Olam, who has a real relationship with God, only a Jew who's not in that bechina of ki einenu, Only a Jew like that can feel the hester upon him of Hashem turning away. If you don't look at him when he's facing you, if you don't try to see him, if you're living a life of ki einenu, then what does it mean? Lo matasti panecha mimeni. The first sif in Shulchan Aruch, the very beginning of Shulchan Aruch, the beginning of being a Jew, the first second of consciousness. The Ramah brings the Shevisa Hashem L'Negdi Samad. Shevisa Hashem L'Negdi Samad, that Hashem is always before me. I live every second of my life, Shevisa Hashem L'Negdi Samad, what Dov Nach said, Shevisa Hashem L'Negdi Samad. And then the Ramah goes and he brings from the Lashon of the Rambam, Mori Nevuchim. Ma'alas ha-tzadikim ha-holchim lefnei ha-elikim. Ma'alas ha-tzadikim ha-shaholchim lefnei ha-elikim. The greatness of all the tzadikim. What makes a person different? What makes a person a tzadik? The Rambam doesn't say, nor does the Ramah bring any such lesson to say. That what makes a person do a tzaddik is whether he knows this many blood or that many blood. That's a choshev thing. It's a very big thing. Whether he memorized these mishnayos, he didn't memorize these mishnayos. At the beginning of Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah brings the Rambam. Ma'alos ha-tzaddikim asher holchim lefnei ha-elokim. What defines a tzaddik? What makes a tzaddik different from other people? Malos tzaddikim asher holchim lefnei ha'elokim. The definition of a tzaddik is that a tzaddik is a person that's holach lefnei ha'elokim. That he walks in the presence of the Borei Olam. He lives in Hashem's presence. He feels Hashem. He's not living a life of einenu. And that's why the next sif in Shulchan Aruch, and everybody here got that far at least, the next din in Shulchan Aruch is Roy L'chol Yirei Shemayim Shemiyatza V'doyeg Alchum Beis HaMikdash. That it's proper and it's fitting that any person who's a Yirei Shemayim should be filled with anguish and should be worried over the Churban Beis HaMikdash. Also, L'shakir es atzmeinu. We're not liars. And we can't fool ourselves, and we certainly can't fool the one who created us. All of the embellishments of Yiddishkeit that we have now, Baruch Hashem, adjustable standards, comfortable chairs for shiva, all of these embellishments of Yiddishkeit are not very different, I'm sorry to say, from a long time ago when there was a person who asked his father, Ketzad Mahasrim Es HaMelach, how do you take Meister off of salt? You remember who asked that question? How do you take Meister off of salt? How do you find a bug that doesn't exist? Or if it does exist, it's only a recent newcomer to the world. Does that mean that we shouldn't care about those bugs? Of course we care about it. We're Jews, we keep halacha, we care about everything. Down to the tiniest little mimic, we care about. Ketzad Ma'asim Es HaMelach means that there's such a thing as a person who's able to play a game his entire life and talk about all kinds of lomdas and all kinds of hakiras and sit in the Bis Medrash and even come and chuckle by davening. But like the Chiddushim says, "Rakdov ve'echad yiyachaser Hakadosh Baruch Hu, who lo yiyah b'saycha esek, who lo yiyah b'saycha esek." And this is what Rachel Imenu was crying about. And this is what the Chiddushim was seeing. Jews who are going to be officially observant, who are going to live lives of Torah mitzvahs, and everything is very, very choshev, and certainly HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes a cheshem of everything that we do that's right. But it's Tisha B'Av. And also L'Shakir is Atzmeinu. And we're asking ourselves, what is it we're supposed to be crying about? What do you want me to do? You want me to read some new book on the Holocaust that has new pictures from Auschwitz, to close my eyes and to try to imagine myself being there, or what it was like for my grandparents to be there, and to force to kvetch out some tears? Mishnichnas av matim esimcha. In Pnimis it means Mishnichnas av, when av arrives, means that when our Father comes into our lives, Mematim esimcha, we feel the loss of joy. Let's be honest. We're having a good time till Tisha B'Av. And when our Father arrives in our lives and He says, Kindlach, I'm here, then our lives of Einenu are interrupted. So what does it have to do with Beis HaMikdash? What does it have to do with the Churban? What does it have to do with the poor woman in Rabbi Gamliel's neighborhood? Kasof kasof Rabbi Yisai. What's the Beis HaMikdash? We should talk Pashit. V'osu li mikdash shechanti b'soicham. I want you to build a place v'shechanti b'soicham, as the Alshach HaKadosh in all this form of Medayik b'soicham. I want you to build a mikdash, and this mikdash is going to help so that each and every one of you can feel the Shechina, the Ashuras HaShechina. V'shechanti b'soicham. In the Lashon of Chazal and Tanchuma, Nisada Kadosh Baruch Liyisli Yisbarach Dir B'sachtoinim. Hashem desires the tachlis of creation is Liyisli Yisbarach Dir B'sachtoinim, is to have a dira with us here in this world, to live with us. A dira means something very personal. You don't share a dira with strangers. We're not talking about a city or a mall. A dira means something very private, very intimate. But Titus HaRosha went in and he put his sword and he sliced, he tore the parochas, and the whole mice that happened, Chazal tell us. What does it mean? Why is that the Makib HaPatish of the Churban, that a guy comes in, a rosh, and he tears the paroiches? Because the paroiches is that which separates between that private world, that dira that Hashem Yisbarach wants to have with a Jew, and the outside world. And Hashem said, Asbasu li migdash, Hariyam HaKudesh is li. Hariyam HaKudesh is li. Vasuli Migdash. Hashem Yisbarach wanted that each and every one of us should live in a dira surrounded by a chaymas esh, a fiery wall, inside the paroiches, inside the Kodesh Kedoshim, where no matter what we do for a living, whether the person goes here or goes there, whether the person lives in this neighborhood or that neighborhood, whether he davens in this shul or that shul. But that each and every Jew should have that dear with the Bari Olam, should have that personal place with Hashem Yisbarach. So only if you're in a world of Shivisi Hashem L'negdi Samit, of also L'megdim Sheshchanti B'soicham, of L'metaste Panach Mimeni, Abilvavi Mishkan Evne. The Medrash says in the Psiche Veicha, in Oishchav Tess, the Medrash says, that before we left Mitzrayim, Bnei Yisrael were by themselves and the Shechina was by herself. And when Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, we became Hamonia Achas, we became one. Uchshagolu, then when we went to Golis, Chozru Kol Echer Liyos Yechidi. When we went out into Golis, then once again Hashem is Baruch Kivyachal, the Shechina is by herself, and we're by ourselves, and there's this separation, and on that the Medrash says, Yirmi Hanavi says, Eicha Yoshva Badad. How much longer can we go on by ourselves? How much longer can you and I go on living a life of Einenu? The only reason that a person would feel the tzar, the anguish over the Churban Beis HaMikdash, is when the person understands we're not talking about buildings. We're not talking about a beautiful city. We're not talking about fancy kelim. There was once such a thing as a Tomit Shel Shachar, a Tomit Ben Abayim, there's a Mincha, there's a Ketoris, there were Kahanim, there were Nevi'im, there were Melochim. All of that is only, all of those institutions are for one Tachlis. All of that is to bring a Jew to that place where he's able to have a deer with Hashem. What's Nevuah? What's Kahuna? What's Malchus? Only that we should be able to have a Kesher Amiti with the Bari Olam, that's all it is. All of those things, the whole Beis HaMikdash is only a hechatimtzeh of Kirvas Elokim. That's all it is. As I said before, what are we supposed to be crying about? If we dig beneath the excavations, beneath the western wall, tunnels, all that stuff, if we dig beneath, underneath, what's the al-eilani b'chia? What's the al-zehoya dovi libeinu? What's choshchweineinu? What's eicha yosher bodin? What's hoysaka al-mana? What's the makor? The root and the source of all demise is ke'eineinu. Mimela, the result of the ki'inenu, the consequences of the life of Am Yisrael without feeling Hashem Yisbarach, without really having a kesher with Him. The consequences, I'm going to say, Nachem, libi, libi al chalaleim. What does it mean, libi, libi al chalaleim? It means my heart is broken. Chalaleim means corpses. There have been many corpses over the years. Libi, Libi, it's a little boy, Libi, and it's Tzadik Nizgav, a Kaddish Elyon. Two innocent and beautiful and holy Jews who were not killed by Bo Goyim Nachla Secha. Where does all this come from? How could it be that a Jew should not see in another Jew that a Jew is a shtickel or kus? The same reason, how could it be sinas chinam? How could it be that Jews don't talk to each other? How could it be that there are people right now who are sitting in this room, who are sitting in the shul right now, who have tainis and kpedis and tviyas and all kinds of tarumas against other Jews? Some are sitting right here as a cheshbon of this one, even Tisha B'Av, I shouldn't be near that one, I should be over there. Where does that come from? Libi, libi al chalaleihem. All of these corpses. The word chalal means a corpse, it also means an emptiness, a vacuum. Libi, libi al chalaleihem means it comes from a heart that is empty of God. It comes from that feeling elokus. It comes from that vacuum, from that emptiness. And from that einenu, anything can grow out of that einenu, any poison, any bacteria, any filth, any germ. Whether it's Avodah Zarah Gilui Reis V'Chesamim, in first Beis HaMikdash, or it's the Sinas Chinam, which was the Makim HaPatish of second Beis HaMikdash, whatever it is, The shayrish of all of that, the root of all of that is one thing. Rochel mevake, me'ana lehinochem abenei ki einenu. Ki einenu. Or the chedusharim, everything will look the same. Hakol yistal v'yistoyvev kvishu oylech hayoyin. Rakdov v'erech hachosem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's a wonderful book that came out a few weeks before the summer that has essays for the 3 weeks that are beautifully written. It's called In the Narrow Places. It's very kedai. It's good for the whole year. And the author here, a woman by the name of Erica Brown, Hashem and Mitzvahs. Was writing about the Haftarah that we read, not Shabbos, but before. Shimu Dvar Hashem. The second parak in Yirmiyah. It's a very hard parak. If we would take it seriously, we'd be very, very hurt and offended. If we would take it seriously. Fortunately or unfortunately, if you were called up the lane, or if you're some unusual person, you listened, you looked. It's a hard, very, very hard parak. The Navi Yirmiyah gives it to us between the eyes, mamish. And then Chazal did an amazing thing. When Chazal made the Haftarah, that we have to say, Chazal did an amazing thing. All of a sudden, Chazal tell us to bring a pasuk from the third parak, pasuk dal from the third parak, and to stoop it in over here, in the middle of all the upsetting stuff. What's the pasuk? Halomi ata karosi liavi, aluf nuurai ata. Just now you called to me, Father. You are the companion of my youth. So if you look at Rashi, the pshat here is that Hashem is Baruch is saying, if only you would call out to me, Father. But Hashem is longing for that intimacy of a father and a son. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a father who somehow the relationship with his son, something has gone wrong, and he's calling out and he's looking for that connection, but he can't find it, kivyachol. And she explains, listen, how beautiful, how beautiful and how painful, but the beginning of Nechama. If you look at the Mesudas David and Radak, this Mahalach, in the middle of all of this, in the middle of all of this alienation, and in the middle of all of this distance and pain, suddenly, if only you would call me Father, the way these Mepharshim learn, is that suddenly we do call out to Him. In the midst of all of this, we say, Abba. Halei me'ata karos li avi. In the midst of alienation, there is a sudden need for, deep need for closeness, for intimacy, that forces out the word Father. And with that word, avi, the distance collapses in this one small word. Now it's amazing, because earlier in the Haftarah, we also spoke about a father. But here we said, Oymim le'eitz aviata. We would say to statues, to wooden, to trees, aviata. Ula Evan, we say to stones, Aki Lidaton, you gave birth to me. Kipon Willai Oiref Loiponim, you've turned to other gods. What does that mean? It means when a Jew doesn't know who his real father is, and Lo Aleinu, any child who doesn't have a father looks for his father in other ways. Because everybody must have a father. Everybody must have a father. So if God forbid one doesn't have a father, then you make other things your father. In those days there were stones, wood, statues, a place, but you have to find a father. Everybody must have a father. Now listen. As we read the words of Yirmiyah, we see a picture of a family in turmoil. A father and his estranged adolescent son are arguing. The child wants more independence. He doesn't want with his father. He tries to break away and assert himself. The father feels scorned and used. Others have replaced him as the center of the child's universe. That's how Hashem feels. Friends and acquaintances all seem more important than the very father who gave him life. In the height of accusation and dissent, so in the middle of all of this fighting and arguing, there is suddenly the meek voice of need. And the son screams out, Abba, Father. The father turns in surprise. Did you call me father? Suddenly the father is taken back to another time and place, to the days when his young, innocent son held his hand and walked with him in the park. He remembers that he was once the companion of his child's youth, Aluf Nu'urai Atta, his son's best friend and hero. All of this because of one word of love, Avi, my father. She ends only when we place ourselves squarely within the conversation of this verse. Do we feel its emotional expansiveness? Just now you called to me, Father. You are the companion of my youth. We feel the vulnerability and fragility of the father who is wishing away the distance separating him from his son, and the son who sometimes needs, even in independence, especially in times of rebellion, the strong and protective embrace and praise of his father. If there's anything that we can do through the sadness of Mishenichnas Ava, facing the bitter truth of the distance that separates us from our Father, we could find some way on Tisha B'Av, through all of the misery and through all of the memories, to reach deep into ourselves and to be able to say in the middle of our argument with Hashem Yisbarach that we have in our lives, each one with his own inyanim, each one looking for his own independence, each one in his own rebellion, each one in his or her own way of ignoring our Father, of making trees and stones and other objects and other people and other ideas into our Father. In the middle of all of that, to be able to on Tisha B'Av, through Tisha B'Av, to come to a hergish of Avi, of Lama Taste Panachem Imeni. I feel so far from you. I know that if we had a Beis HaMikdash, if we had Nevi'im, if we had the Kruvim, if we had a Kodesh Kadoshim, if we had a Aliyah L'Regel, if we had the Kapara of the Karbonis, I know that I would feel more of a closeness, I would feel more of a Shechanti B'Soicham, I would feel more that you're with me. I want to remind you, in the land, of a famous mice I think many of you know. The Noam Elimelech Susa Yelani once said, he was talking to the Chassidim, and he said, we're living in the same world as the Rebbe Pinchas Karitzer. Pinchas Karitzer is old. Whoever doesn't see the Rebbe Pinchas Karitzer doesn't know what it means to have Yiras Shamayim. So one of the Chassidim that was there was Rebbe Lozer, his son. Rabbi Loza Lezhenska. And Rabbi Loza, right after Shabbos, Rabbi Loza left to go to Koritz to see the Rebbe Pinchas Koritz. And he went, and it was a big mahalach to get there. So finally he was able to be Shabbos to the Rebbe Pinchas Koritz. And the Rebbe Pinchas was looking at everyone, and it was quiet. And Rabbi Loza was overcome, and he gave a krechs, and the words came out from his mouth, Tate in Himmel, Father in Heaven. Rabbi Loza said, Tate, Father. And the Pinchas Koritz shot a look at him. You know, the Indian of the Pinchas Koritz was Emes. And the Pinchas Koritz looked at the son of the famous Noam HaMelech, Rabbi Loza, and the Pinchas Koritz asked him, Azoi. He said, yeah. He said, how do you know that he's your father? Who are you to say such a thing? Father. Rabbi Loza didn't answer. Who could answer such a thing? So he came back to Lezhensk, and he came back to his father, and the Noam HaMelech was anxious to hear everything. What did you see about the Pinchas Koritz? He told him over all the different things, like the Chiddushim said. There's a Rebbe, there's a Chassidim, there's a Gabbe, there's a Shams. All the stuff. And the Noam HaMelech said, you left out something. There was something else that happened. Did the Pinchas Koritz ask you something? So then Rabbi Loza remembered, and he said, yeah. So what happened? Sitting Shalshidus and it was quiet and my heart was full and I just said, Tati, Father. And then I said, no. And what happened? She said that the Pinchas Koritz asked me, who says he's your father? And then I asked, so what did you answer? He said, I didn't answer. I couldn't say anything. So Noam HaMelech said, you didn't answer. So he said, what could I say? He said, you should have said that Peferish Apostle in Chumash. Sha'al Avicha V'yageidcha. Zekenecha Yomelach. Sha'al Avicha means, literally means, ask your father and he'll tell you. But Sha'ala means to borrow also. And you could have said that even though you might not always feel every moment of your life that connection to your father, but certainly this moment that you're in, you can borrow him as your father. This moment you could take him as your father. What will be the next moment is something else. Sha'al Avicha. Let's try to grow from Tisha B'Av. Let's try to take out from Tisha B'Av something of a haggish from all of the suffering and sorrows of Yidden, and all that we've been through for Hashem's sake. It's all because of this one thing, this one nekuda of Avi, of my father. If we could try every day, could try an avodah after Tisha B'Av, through Tu B'Av, through Elul, to take 2 minutes, a minute a day, each one of us, to speak to him as a child speaks to a father, as a little boy, a little girl speaking to a father. Not as a sophisticated choshev, a big knacker that runs some mega million-dollar organization in his demyonis. But as a child would speak to a little child would speak to a father to say something simple. Avi, Tata, I was a tiny, who are you, father? You know what you've done wrong, you know who you're various. What are you talking, Tata? Abba, who are you to say Abba? So you have the Noam HaMelech stars. Tomorrow, yesterday, Akasha, right now, Sha'al Avicha, rent a father. Borrow a father. Right now, you're my father. This moment, you're my father. Hashem Yisbarach should help us. That we should be able to see Chasodim, Gluyim, Niglim, that the Shechina should be with us, should no longer be passed upon him. We should feel the pain of a world without God. We should feel in the deepest part of ourselves a rotzen to be back together with Hashem. And if we do that, then each and every one of us can somehow do something this Tisha B'Av to bring that day closer. But each and every one of us will be able to scream at Avi, and Hashem will say, Avi, ah, Aluf Nu'urayata, the companion of that time of Zechatil Achesed Nu'urayach, Ahavas Kulosayach, Lech Dech Achra, the Midbar of Eris Le'ezrua, that we should follow Hashem's Baruch from this Midbar to the mountains of Ari Yehuda, and all the way into that place of the Beis Hamikdash, v'sechazena einenu b'shuvchu l'tzirin drachmim b'gula shnei v'amitis m'hem yomenu amen.